With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaking at a campaign rally in Byron Center, Michigan, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says he disagrees with the way Democrats subbed Vice President Harris in for President Biden after the president was pressured by Democrats to end his 2024 campaign last month.
It's a fake ticket that never earned a single Democrat primary vote. It's a fake platform that offers no specifics about how to do the people's businesses, and a fake promise to change the government, even though she's been in charge of that very government for almost 4 years.
Former President Trump spoke about his plans for the economy in Asheville, North Carolina today. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. officials keep trying to get Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks back on track as tensions continue to rise in the region. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. expects terror group Hamas to take part in the talks this week.
Our Qatari partners have assured us that there will be representation from Hamas, and I will let them, of course, speak to that, but I'm not going to get into more specifics beyond that.
The 10-month-old war began when terror group Hamas attacked Israel, killing over 1,200 people and capturing hundreds of hostages. The president of Columbia University is resigning amid complaints about pro-Hamas protest on campus. On-campus protests marked her tenure, as did accusations she was permitting anti-Semitism. Dr. Katrina Armstrong, the dean of Columbia's medical school, will take over as interim president. Arizona Supreme Court rules that an informational pamphlet for the state's voters can refer to preborn babies as an unborn human being for a November ballot measure on whether to guarantee the right to an abortion. This is SRN News. Someone is burning churches in southern Ohio.
May 10th, Flag Springs Methodist Church. July 6th, Rehoboth Church in Waterloo. August 6th, Fox Fairview Church in Patriot, all put to the torch. Cocaine Enterprise Baptist Church in nearby Oak Hill was burned nearly 2 years ago, and residents of the region are on edge. Investigators say it's clearly arson, and one person or one group is likely responsible. Meanwhile, attacks on churches across the country are up 430-plus in 2023, double the number the year before. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crews have torn down a Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs, even after some families tried to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge last month cleared the way for the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church to be torn down. This is SRN News. Talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in Sudan are underway in Geneva, despite the refusal of the Sudanese army to take part.
The government has given a variety of reasons, one being the talks in Jeddah talked about the need for protection of civilians, for them to be allowed safely to leave conflict zones and so on. And the government says that needs to be in place before we attend ceasefire talks. There's a bit of a chicken and egg argument going on there. The other is that the government has objected to the presence of the United Arab Emirates as observers in these talks, along with Egypt, the UN, the African Union.
National Hurricane Center says storm system Ernesto is now a Category 1 hurricane. Ernesto currently packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. The storm is not expected to hit the U.S. mainland as it heads up the Atlantic coast. More details at SRNnews.com.